All right, this is it for 2009. This is the it of it in reference to our soldiers of Christ, and it's been a good journey, and I want to show you, I believe, how far down this road you've come. All right, that's what I want to try tonight, and I wish there was a way that I could personalize this some more. But I want everybody to be honest, and if I ask you that, do you know what the woman's punishment for sin was? Don't answer it out loud. Do you know whenever sin entered the world, do you know how God punished the woman? You do know that, don't you? You know that's a level 3 question. That's a king question. And what I want to do is to go through the list of king questions and see if I can stump everybody in here. Yeah, so everybody knew, almost everybody knew the answer to that one, right? What about this one? The serpent's punishment for tempting man. All right, you got that? You've got that. All right, be honest now. You know, because in a minute I'm going to say how many of you are still playing the game, and you got to be honest. And Pete, be honest, all right? Number next. What was the devil's punishment for tempting man? That's a little bit hard. The devil's punishment, not the serpent's. But the devil's punishment. Don't answer it yet. The devil's punishment. I'm going to dump some of you right here. How was the devil punished? In the book of Genesis, how was the devil punished? Not that. Do you know how the devil was punished? We're going to lose everybody here. The devil's punishment was the seed of woman would bruise his head. You're still in the game then. All right, still in the game. All right, another level 3. How many years from the creation to the flood? Don't answer it out loud yet. I just want to see if you know that. All right, you answered it out loud. 1,656 years. Are you still in the game? Still in the game. All right. The number of generations from Adam to Noah. You know that one? All right. If you know that one, you know the next one. The number of generations from Noah, actually from Shem to Abraham. It's also 10. You still got that? You're allowed one miss so far, and you're back in the game if you miss the devil question. All right, the threefold promise that God made to Abraham—they all start with the word "great." You've got that? I'll make of you a great nation, put you in a great land, and I will send a great Savior. All right, here's one. To whom did Abraham pay tithes? What man was that? You know that one? Melchizedek. That's great. This is one you won't know. The boundaries of the promised land. River of Egypt too? River Euphrates. All right. The sin of Sodom. Homosexuality. All right. Here's one you want. This will dump you. Two nations that were descendants of Lot. The Moabites and the Ammonites. All right. All right. Here's one. Speak some Hebrew, or I'll speak the Hebrew, you speak the English. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Way to go, Allie. That's great. I'm really impressed. You got the Jehovah part anyway. Oh, you got the card right there. Okay. That's even better. All right. The name of the place where Jacob saw the ladder going up to heaven. What city? A little bit weak on that. The word Beth meaning house. El meaning God. Bethel means house of God. Bethlehem means house of what? I don't know. I used to know that, and I thought by the time I got to the end of the sentence. What does it mean, Casey? House of Ham. All right, that's good enough, okay? The Ham House, okay? Actually, it's a Jewish man by the name of Lee, okay? It's the house of Lee Hams, okay? What does it mean, David? You don't remember, okay? That's not one of the questions, okay? Bethel was the name of the place. Can you, this is yes or no, can you name Jacob's 12 sons? Huh? Name some of them. You think you can name all of them? See, this is a yes or no question. And if I make it yes or no, even no, you're still in the game. How's that? Okay? Okay. House of bread. All right. Thank you for finding that. That's great. Okay. What? Bethlehem means house of bread. So it's bread and ham. Okay. It's a ham sandwich. All right. Lee is the Hebrew word for bread, and ham is the ham sandwich. You got it? You'll never forget that. Isn't that terrible? You know, there was a lady in this church used to say, Dan, I hate the way you remember things, you know. And I told her I'd rather, how did I say it exactly? I said, I love my way of remembering it a whole lot better than your way of forgetting it. And so forever you will know what Bethlehem means, okay? And that's not on the final test to get into heaven either. The two dreams that Jacob had, don't speak out the answers yet. Give everybody a chance to think. He had dreams. You remember about his brothers? You remember the two dreams? You got it? First dream was what? Oh, did I say Jacob? All right. I just did that. See if he was listening. Thank you. Oh, good catch, Joe. Good catch, you know. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have been a mistake, would it? I mean, you know, I've already made it through November without making... Anyway, Joseph's two dreams. The first one was the sheaves, and the second one, sun, moon, and the stars, all right? Joseph's response when his brothers first came. When his brothers first came, what was Joseph's response, particularly as they left? All right? He gave them their money back. What did he keep? This is the one you won't know. They what? They kept a brother. Which brother? Simeon. He kept Simeon to ensure that they would come back. The second visit. Now they're leaving. They're headed out. And they're overtaken by the Egyptian army. The king's cup. What else is in the bag? Their money. I think it's interesting. The first time he wanted them to have money so they could come back the second time. That's an amazing thing. What did Jacob do before he died? He blessed his sons. I started to say the last thing he did, but I think it says he drew his feet into the bed. Am I right about that? I mean, and so I changed the way I was asking the question, not the way it is here. Jacob's burial place, where was Jacob buried? That's the cave of Machpelah. You know who all was buried there? Everybody except Rachel. Everybody except Rachel, I think. All right. The number of years the Israelites were in Egypt? 430 years. Moses' parents? Amram and Jochebed. Moses' wife's name? Zipporah, and children's name. What? If you're saying them, that you must know them because I'm not hearing what you're saying. I have to look for the answers. Gershom? Eliezer, all right. The three periods of Moses' life. 40 years in each period. First 40 years where? Egypt. Second 40 years in the wilderness taking care of sheep. The last 40 years in the wilderness taking care of goats. Okay? All right. That's Sarah, did you go to the ball game? Did they win? And you saw it all. All right. I just had to check with Sarah. I don't know if you know how excited she was, but I thought about you, Sarah. I thought you had a heart attack. I really thought you might be having. All right. If you haven't picked up on Sarah's excitement about going to the Dolphin game, it's more excitement than Kelly, it's more excitement than you had in the float that you made at school. You need to go ask Sarah about the Dolphin game. I'm telling you. All right. Moses, the excuses Moses gave to Moses about not going down to the land of Egypt. They won't listen to me. I cannot speak. Send somebody else. The reason I'm done this, I'm not going to do any more of it, is to show you, I believe, how far we've come this year in reviewing and learning some things. And to encourage you to make this a part of your life of growth. The more I study the Bible, the more I become convinced that it is, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that helps my faith. How do I know God? Same way I know Jesus. How do I know Jesus? All those stories about Jesus. That's how you know the Lord. How do you know God? And it's all tied to all of these things. It's an amazing thing. Those in my class on Wednesday night, this last Wednesday night, we looked at Nehemiah's rehearsing the history of all that God had done with Israel. Why did he do that? Because it's on that basis that God is understood and we understand our relationship to Him. All right? Let's go back to level one now. Let's start here with level one and see if you can tell me the name of the food that came down out of heaven. Just shout out the answers. Manna. Who held up Moses' hand to win the battle? Aaron and Hur. Him and Hur held up his hands, if you'll get that. All right. Promise the God that... No, that's a level three question. The number of commandments written on stones? 10. The place the Ten Commandments were kept? Ark of the Covenant. The number of annual Jewish feast days? What? 3. Very good. What does the word tabernacle mean? Tent. And it was what kind of tent? A tent of what? Tent of worship. All right. The furnishings in the most holy place in the tabernacle. In the back room of the tabernacle, there was one piece of furniture. What was it? Ark of the Covenant. All right. Who was the priestly tribe? Levi. Who was the first high priest? Aaron. Who were the family of high priests? Where did all of the other high priests come from? Aaron's family. What idol was built at Mount Sinai? The golden calf. What hid Moses' face from the people when he came off the mountain? The veil that he wore. The number of major sacrifices in Leviticus. 5, all right. Leviticus tells about priestly duties, Aaron's sons who were killed by God. Nadab and Abihu. The sins of Nadab and Abihu. All right. What does a clean animal look like? And don't say clean, okay? What does a clean animal look like? 2 characteristics. Choose the cud and they had split feet. It cloven footed, all right? The day whenever God remembered the sins of the people. Day of Atonement. You know the day and month? July the 10th. Who said that? Chuck, you have been around people who are insane. You know? Folks, that's the way to remember it. What month is July, the number of the month? 7th. And July the 10th would be the 10th day of the 7th month. You can't remember what month, but if you're weird like Chuck and like Dan, that's the way I remember it. The Day of Atonement was July the 10th. And I know when I say it, the Jewish year started in the spring of the year. Started at Easter and you add 7 months to that. But that's an interesting answer that you would remember it that way, weirdo. All right. The Jewish punishment for cursing your parents. What about adultery, death, homosexuality, witchcraft, blaspheme of the Lord, murder? All right. Numbers tells about what? The book of Numbers. Numbering of the two numbering of the people. The number of Moses, number of men Moses sent to spy out the land. 12. Why 12? One from each tribe. The description of the promised land flows. Milk and honey. All right. The name of the two faithful spies. All right. Their descriptions of what was in the promised land. Not milk and honey, but the negative part of it. Giants and grasshoppers. The complainers who were swallowed by the earth. 3 of them. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. God's sign showing that He had chosen Aaron to be the high priest. Aaron's rod budded, all right. Where was the budded rod kept? In the Ark of the Covenant. What else was in the Ark of the Covenant? Name one other thing. The manna, all right. And we know something else that was there, and that's the Ten Commandments. But I didn't ask that, I guess, all right. The animal that talked to Balaam? The donkey. Who took Moses' place? How long were they at Mount Sinai? 1 year. Deuteronomy means? Second law. Contents of Deuteronomy? Second law. Okay, that's good. All right. And I can't say that's wrong, you know. Contents of Deuteronomy. Moses is three final speeches. If I'd said three, that might have helped. I don't know if it would have or not. The two faithful spies, Joshua and Caleb. All right. Let's see. When and where were the Israelites to teach their children? Everywhere, anywhere, and anytime, all the time. How's that? That's pretty good. Let's see what else. Who was the prophet that is like Moses? Jesus. How do you identify a false prophet? Have we done that in Deuteronomy 18? If it comes to pass, then if it doesn't come to pass, he's spoken it presumptuously. What is the punishment for being a false prophet? Death, okay. That's almost it, I think. The condition of the clothes and the sandals after 40 years had not worn out. And age of Moses when he died. That's great.